See. Okay, so let's just go start talking.
All right.
We're back.
Yeah. Okay, sorry, technical difficulties and an idiot board operator named yours truly. Okay, so tell me about May Day.
The history of May Day or May Day?
Anything you want to tell me about May Day events that we're having in Eugene.
Okay, the events we're having in Eugene, we're starting the day off at 3 o'clock, so it's towards the end of the day where people could hopefully come down and join us. And we're going to be having a soapbox, which you're welcome to jump up on. It's going to have a mic and amplification. Mm-hmm. And then we're going to have some folk singers, and we'll have a bunch of tables with literature, a lot of interesting ideas and people to talk to, interesting people to talk to. And also we're going to have a hot dog feed. Yep. We'll have a few veggie dogs, too, for the vegetarians and vegans out there. And that'll go on from 3 to 7 at the Park Blocks, which is...
8th and Oak.
8th and Oak.
Yep.
And then we're going to be moving over around 6:30, 7-ish to the McNeil O'Reilly House, and that's going to be organized with the Neighborhood Anarchist Collective, and that's going to be potluck, which we're trying to encourage everybody to bring their own place setting. We got to get on board with this overuse of plastic that we've got to really cut down and not have this single-use plastic stuff going on. So there's a few dishes there. But bring your dish. Even if you can't bring a dish or you can't bring your own place setting, we'd love to have you come. We're going to show a great movie about the Spanish Civil War, and then we're going to have a discussion afterwards. And also, ESSN, I forgot to mention this, is Eugene Springfield Solidarity Network. They're helping co-sponsor the events earlier in the day at the Park Blocks.
Yep. And also, if you aren't too happy at your work and you want to organize your workplace or learn more about organizing your workplace or want, just any info, you can come on down and you can talk to anybody at the IWW or the ESSM booth, and because that's what we like to do. We like to help people organize their workplace, build their power, and stuff like that.
Yeah, we're actually in the process of organizing a place called it's PenFed. It's for the Pentagon Federal Credit Union, which is odd that it's in Eugene, but it's a big building over on Country Club Drive. And those workers have been exploited, and they formed a union, and a lot of them are IWW. And right now, they're up in front of a National Labor Board review, and it looks like things may go their way. And they paid a lot of lawyers a lot of money to be union busters, and it seems like it's not working, but it's pretty exciting that's going on here in Eugene.
Well, and the IWW meets at the Charlton House?
No. IWW meets at the New Day Bakery the second Tuesday of every month.
At 6:30.
At 6:30.
And our movies are always the first Wednesday of the month at the McNeil O'Reilly House at 7. So
yep.
You're able to plug in that way.
Yeah. ESSN board meeting happens the third Thursday at the AsME building, which is on 7th and Charnelton, and that's at 5:30 every third Thursday.
All right, and we can go over a little bit here, but there's two things I wanted to mention, too, is that I didn't realize that you, in these union marches lately, or these picket lines, people from the community are joining the picket line. I didn't realize that a civilian who's not in the union can join the picket line.
Oh, I've gone to dozens, hundreds. No, I don't know about hundreds, but a lot of, and they love their support. Yeah. They love to have the community out there.
Not only that, the most effective organizing campaigns for any union is one where they do really good, solid community engagement. I know that the doctors for the county, they're in a really hard bargaining right now. The store workers at Fred Meyer's, Safeway, and Albertsons are in a really, really hard bargaining right now. Both of those unions, their management has given them a hard time. They've been in negotiations for a long time. The community turning out in support of those workers gives them more strength when they're bargaining, and that's what we need to do, is we need to back those unions, because those are good. That's good jobs. We lose those good jobs, our community loses money, and it becomes weaker. And
well, I don't mean to defend Fred Meyer necessarily, but I will say that they're dealing, those companies are fighting against Walmart.
Right.
So wouldn't it be also effective? I'd like to see the community just walk into Walmart one day and just sit down. Just have a thousand people walk into Walmart and just sit down and shut the Walmart down.
Oh yeah,
completely.
Oh yeah.
So anybody that wants to run with that idea, go for it. Hopefully the FBI is not listening and can come and arrest me now. But
yep. Or if any workers at Walmart want to organize, contact the IWW or ESSN, and we will we'll help you out.
Yeah, there's mywalmart.com. Is the UFCW is trying to organize, is trying to unionize Walmart. Yep. So anybody that wants to support that.
But now Walmart's up against the Amazon, so.
And Amazon too needs to be unionized. That's both of those are the world's largest employers. Is I got that right?
No, where these antitrust laws are not being used at all. Right. It's just like these corporations get bigger and bigger, and nothing makes them.
Glass-Steagall is just gone. Yeah.
A lot of the union laws, you know. But basically, when you know the New Deal was passed, Roosevelt said it was "I'm saving capitalism from itself."
Right,
and he took a lot of those ideas from Norman Thomas, you know, who ran many years as a socialist, and that's why we have a lot of the things. That's when the 8-hour day was finally implemented.
And so, write your congressman to get them to. And I don't mean that facetiously. I mean, write your congressman and tell them that we want trusts to be broken up.
No,
I've talked to him every damn time I go to speak to him, and I mentioned that.
I would honestly. You know, your congressman ain't going to, that's not the way to do it. We need to go at the corporations as workers, and we need to organize, because where we get change is when we hit the corporations in the pocketbook. But the, one of the biggest things, you know, or one thing I'd like to say, well, no, I forgot it. Never mind.
Well, give me Free Speech Pavilion. What's going on with the soapbox and the Free Speech Pavilion?
Well, the soapbox is a time-honored tradition. Back in the day, they didn't have cars, so the sidewalks were a lot wider, and people would jump up on soapboxes, and they basically would, you know, speak their mind, and they try to unionize, you know, in different towns. And what happened over here in Spokane, Washington, is they allow the Salvation Army to be out there singing their Christian songs to do their thing, but then they wouldn't allow the Wobblies to have their soapboxes. And so what they did is they loaded up the jails, just like Martin Luther King did, you know, 50 years later. And it got so loaded with people, you know, they loaded up the jails, and the people in the county got sick of having to pay to feed these people and to house them. And they ended up putting some of them in. They filled up the jail. They filled up the high school. And finally, they you know, broke the city, and they had to relent, because that's what free speech was about, and they won, and they were able to do their soapbox on the street, and that happened all over the West.
But what's going on with the Free Speech Pavilion in Eugene? Aren't they trying to remove that?
Today I saw a big cop presence. They've got the big cameras on the poles that are right down there, and they're just intimidating people. They're saying, you know, because they've expanded over to that section with the Saturday market. You know, that's what I, but you know, it's so ironic that they're trying to limit free speech on the Free Speech, you know, pavilion. It's just odd, you know, but they came up with this idea, I don't know, about 20 years ago, and it was called a free speech zone. How's that for you? And it's basically a boxed in area where you're miles away from the actual thing. Yep. And they, okay, protest over there. And
well, that's at the Democratic National Convention too. You're in the parking lot.
Yeah, right.
It's basically where they put you
And
away from everyone.
The thing with the Free Speech Plaza, so right now we have, Eugene has a pretty strong tradition of people protesting and using that Free Speech Plaza for, you know, to get their message out and stuff. Well, we got 2021 Tracktown coming up, and they're not going to want that. You know what? They're getting ready for this. They're gearing up. They don't want a bunch of rabble-rousers out there messing up their track town. So you're seeing, I mean, we're seeing them, they're saying, oh, we need more police. Why do they need more police? They want to get rid of the unhoused, which the problem with that is you can't get rid of the unhoused. It's like not unless you give them a house. So it's like they want to wave a magic wand and get rid of them, and they think that the police are a magic wand. They want to take away the Free Speech Plaza or keep people out of there, or regulate it so that when they have this big event, the city's not embarrassed or whatever. But you know what I say, to be honest with you, if you got a cause or you got something you believe in, I'm thinking 2021 is the time to you start taking and pushing it before 2021, and you let the city know that if they don't move on your stuff, then, you know, maybe we close Tracktown down. Well, you know, that would be personally, I'd love to see. I think that would be great.
And a lot of these places where they've had big events, unfortunately, my friend was swept up in Atlanta, and he was just, you know, unhoused down there, and he hadn't done a damn thing, but they threw him in jail for the duration of the Olympics, and then they let him out. You know, they didn't have a just cause, but that's happened in a lot of places.
And apparently that's the only thing they'll listen to.
Yep. It's money. It's money. Tracktown is going to bring hundreds of millions of dollars into this city. And if you want, 350 Eugene is working on a climate initiative, right? They're working on getting the city to institute the stuff that they're doing for the climate. That we got activists trying to get a shelter for the unhoused. We're trying to deal with the rent crisis that we have here. Well, guess what? Maybe we take and go and say, hey, if the city of Eugene don't get serious about this stuff, we close Tracktown down. And you've got to this amount of time to show us that you're serious about it. And if you don't, you know, I'm just saying, you know, a couple thousand people in the streets during that would probably make for a really interesting week or two, wouldn't it? It would be, and honestly, I think it'd be kind of cool. Show, you know, because you hit them where the pocketbook is.
All right, we've run out of time. So Scott Fife and Lonnie Douglas of Industrial Workers of the World, and what? Say again.
Eugene Springfield Solidarity Network.
Yeah. Thanks for coming in. Great
Thank
discussion.
You.
This is Talk is Cheap. I'm your host, DJ Sus D. Thanks for listening. KEPW 97.3 Low Power FM, Eugene Peaceworks at kepw.org.